If he draws with an impure vessel, so it's very similar to the last case, but now it's not that he's drinking from this ditch and he's impure, he's drawing water out of the ditch with an impure vessel. And again, we worry that a little bit of water falls back into the ditch. And now it's a similar kind of scenario. If someone else comes and drinks from it and the person is pure, tama, he's going to become impure. We worry he drinks the impure water. Malay bikli tama, malay bikli tahor. If he fills up with an impure vessel and we worried some falls back in, now he comes and he fills up with a pure vessel. So we worried that the impure liquid's gone into it. So tama, the vessel will be tama. Milay bikli tama, even nafil kika shel truma, and then the same case as before. If he fills up with an impure vessel and we worried some falls back in, and then a kicker loaf, a truma loaf falls in. Imadiach, if he wants to rinse it off as he's drawing it out, tamei ve'imloadiach, if he doesn't want to rinse it off, tar. So it's almost a parallel case to the last Mishnah, except what's making the water tamei is not someone drinking from it, but filling it up with an impure vessel.